This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, April 22nd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. White House touts 30 by 30 progress. Farm bill disagreements fester. FTC chair hears concerns about Iowa fertilizer plant purchase. White House on Earth Day. On track for 30-30. Good morning and welcome to Earth Day 2024. President Biden and members of his cabinet, including Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, fanning out across the country to promote the administration's environmental record. One of the issues the administration is celebrating is Biden's progress in meeting his 30 by 30 goal to conserve at least 30% of U.S. land and fresh water by 2030. We're on track to meet that goal, says Brenda Mallory, who chairs the White House Council on Environmental Quality. She told reporters on an Earth Day briefing that the administration has extended conservation to 41 million acres of land so far. Now take note, the administration is also launching a new website, conservation.gov, as a one-stop shop for information on federal conservation efforts. The website is a partnership between USDA, the Interior Department, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and the Council on Environmental Quality. In the meantime, Secretary Vilsack will be in his native state of Pennsylvania, a key swing state in the 2024 election today and tomorrow. Today in Pittsburgh, he'll be at an event highlighting how Biden is, quote, supporting urban tree planting, advancing environmental justice, generating economic opportunity, and building a clean energy economy nationwide, that according to a White House advisory. Tomorrow in Erie, he'll announce a series of clean energy projects. Farm bill impasse seems to deepen. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania continues to insist he'll move a farm bill through the panel before Memorial Day, but there was no sign of a bipartisan breakthrough this week as House members finished work on a foreign aid bill before heading back to their districts for the week. It's looking very difficult. That's how the committee's top Democrat, David Scott of Georgia, described the situation to AgriPulse on Saturday. He declined to say whether Democrats might offer a counterproposal. Scott published an op-ed in AgriPulse on Friday that accused committee Republicans of, quote, abandoning bipartisanship by pushing cuts in the nutrition title and restrictions on USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation spending authority. He said it. Hope springs eternal. That House Ag member Jim Costa of California when asked about the possibility of a bipartisan farm bill. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. FTC chair hears from farmers about potential purchase of fertilizer plant. Federal Trade Commission Chair Linda Kahn was in Iowa Saturday to hear from farmers about the proposed purchase of OCI Global's Iowa fertilizer company by Cook Industries. At a listening session hosted in part by the Iowa Farmers Union and attended by state lawmakers and about 100 people, Kahn heard concerns that the proposed $3.6 billion purchase would increase consolidation and drive fertilizer prices higher. That according to reports on the session in Nevada, Iowa, from Iowa journalists. 18 advocacy groups opposed to the purchase wrote to Kahn and the head of the Justice Department's antitrust division in January seeking an investigation of the proposed purchase. Netherlands-based OCI announced the sale in December. Covercress advances through APHIS regulatory process. Two new versions of a gene-edited Pennycress have been approved for cultivation by the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, which found they are unlikely to pose a plant pest risk. Applications came from Covercress, Inc. and from Yellow Advisors on behalf of Covercress for the plants altered to have reduced fiber and uric acid. Covercress is seen as a promising rotational tool for growers as a cover crop, but also has a high oil level that makes it an attractive candidate for low-carbon fuels such as sustainable aviation fuel. APHIS also issued, quote, not subject to regulation determinations on a Bayer sugar beet engineered with resistance to glufosinate and Moolec Science soybean with meat protein in the seeds and antibiotic resistance. Lawmakers seek more wildlife research. Senators Ben Ray Luan, a New Mexico Democrat, and Dan Sullivan, an Alaska Republican, want to create regional research centers focused on studying wildland fire and creating technology to help manage it. Their bill, the Regional Leadership and Wildlife Fire Research Act, would establish these centers at U.S. universities and create a National Center Coordination Board to coordinate their work. The centers would work on fire and vegetation modeling and develop wildland fire technologies. Now take note, the lawmakers in a one-pager say, quote, current wildfire models are failing to adequately predict fire behavior under extreme conditions and in more complex environments. Finally, here's today's He Said It. Summer E15 is a good step forward, and now we need full year-round sales and a move toward higher-level blends of ethanol, such as E30, which greatly improves air quality. That National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue on EPA's announcement it would allow the use of E15 this summer. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, April 22nd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.